AOL discloses searches of all 2 subscribers. It's 8th of August, 2006. This is Reverend Zimulator for Unnews. New York, New York. Internet service provider AOL got slammed by privacy rights advocates today for releasing the search terms of both of its subscribers today. The once prominent company has suffered a steady stream of cancellations in the past few years, and analysts say the latest incident is just more grim news. Despite the fact that AOL used randomly assigned numeric IDs instead of customers' real names in the report, clever hackers and identity thieves could be able to decipher them. The specific data released includes all of the 2 users' search queries, which security expert John Obvious claims may contain individual names, social security numbers, and favorite porn movie titles. Brenda Jones, wife of AOL subscriber Cletus Jones, suspects that the numeric ID 2 may in fact correspond to her husband. Quote, "I dang axed him last week to buy me a new hoe for upkeeping our vegetable garden and whatnot, but Cletus went on in there and internet's there and find one," unquote. The search report on customer number 2 does in fact include 15 queries for hoes, but AOL spokesman Andrew Weinstein contends that customer number 1 also searched for hoe, albeit only 15 times. Quote, "He preferred the keyword whore," unquote, added Weinstein. Meanwhile, the other AOL subscriber, Randall Dimebag Madison, was furious over AOL's conduct. Quote, "I don't want the feds knowing that I searched for finest Colombian crack. Hell, I even put some fellow dealers' names in the search box. I would be a dead man if they found out." After a short pause, Madison added, "You're not going to quote me on that, right?" Unquote. AOL is deeply apologetic for its actions and has promised to win back its customers' trust. Quote, "We're even sending them CDs with 420 free years of access to our newest AOL network, AOL version 9.127, Optimum Spyware," revealed spokesperson. AOL founder Steve Case said that he, quote, "personally cares about all our customers, regardless of whether they are backcountry hicks like Cletus Jones, anonymous user number 2, never mind, or drug-dealing shady gentlemen like Mr. Dimebag Madison," unquote. But for the Jones family, this was the last straw, and Cletus decided to call and cancel the service. As of this writing, he is still on hold with customer service. But news of the upcoming cancellation spread quickly, causing AOL stock to drop 60% in after-hours trading on Monday. According to financial expert John Obvious, quote, "Shareholders are going to experience negative long-term effects from the loss of half of AOL's customer base," unquote. Leading search engine giant Google scoffed at AOL's search disclosures, with company co-founder Sergey Brin asserting, quote, "We never reveal any personal information, unless it's to the Chinese government, of course," unquote. This has been Reverend Zimulator for Unnews. Thank you for suffering.